Hosea. Chapter 9. Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy, as other people, for you have played the harlot against your God, you have loved for hire upon every threshing floor. The floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord, neither shall they be pleasing unto him, their sacrifices shall be unto them like the bread of mourners, all that eat of it shall be defiled, for their bread for their soul shall not come into the house of the Lord. What will you do in the solemn day, and in the day of the feast of the Lord? For, lo, they are gone because of destruction, Egypt shall gather them up, Memphis shall bury them, the precious things of their silver, nettles shall possess them, thorns shall be in their tents. The days of punishment have come, the days of recompense have come, Israel shall know it, the prophet is a fool, the spiritual man is met, because of the multitude of your iniquity, and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Jabea, therefore he will remember their iniquity, he will punish their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness, I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its first season, but they went to Baalpeor, and separated themselves unto that shame, and they became abominations like the thing they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird, no birth, no pregnancy, no conception. Though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that there shall not be a man left, yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw Tyre, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer. Give them, O Lord, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their deeds I will drive them out of my house, I will love them no more, all their princes are rebels. Ephraim is smitten, their root is dried up, they shall bear no fruit, yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even their beloved children. My God will cast them away, because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the nations.